Was another team playing last night. Tom Lonergan's been good enough to join us after the Cats 22-8-140 defeated Carlton 9-9-63. Thanks for your time, Tom.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Apologies for the discussion being all about Carlton rather than the winning team last night, but you've been around footy long enough to know why that's the case. But it was a really good performance by the team, and I think one thing Chris Scott was delighted in was the performance of the young players, not for the first time this year, really helped carry the help guide the win.
Yeah, they've been fantastic, the young boys. They keep standing up week in, week out, and, you know, us older boys, I suppose, get a real thrill playing with them, and we just hope they continue to show that form throughout the rest of the year.
Are you sort of like the rest of us, trying to judge how good they are or how good your team is as a whole and think what could this amount to in what period of time before the old fellas fall off the cliff?
Well, we know we've got some serious talent there. Corey Gregson and Nikaya Cockatoo and, you know, Darcy Lang, these types. We've got some real good base talent there, and we're just trying to, you know, get as much experience into these guys and, you know, hopefully have another assault on a finals campaign later in the year.
Tom, can I ask you, the first time that I've seen Geelong get their brand back, it's not as clinical and as pure as it used to be off half-back, given the fact that these guys are still probably learning where they're at in their football lives. But 13 goal kickers last night was the most for the year that you've had, most that any club's had this year. It was a fantastic performance, but the way you played is probably the most pleasing part.
Yeah, absolutely, King. I think our mid started it, sure. I think you know, they got involved, got the hands on the footy, and they also kicked a few goals, and yeah, to have an even spread of goal kickings like that is crucial. And I think you see like teams like Hawthorn and the like, sort of, they always have an even spread of goal kickers, and it goes a long way to winning games.
Tom, just the athleticism that you've thrown into the middle of the ground now with Rhys Stanley coming in and Mark Blicker's development, just the way that he's come on as a player, I think it's really helped. It's helped you spread as well through the middle of the ground.
Yeah, both them guys are—it's such a big asset for us, Ferry. We know Mark can run; he can run all day, and he's just learning every week and getting better and better. And I'd go as far to say he'd be in the All Australian side at the moment, I reckon. And Reece is—he's obviously everyone knows the athlete he is, and he's just bought into our system. And he's a great fella, and just competes, and that's all we ask of him.
Just another one with Josh Caddy. Your two wins, your bookend wins with the Sydney loss in between. I think Josh Caddy's been in your best three or four players in both of those particular victories. Wasn't quite as good last week. I just sort of see him as being such an important player for the footy club going forward. A high draft pick. You invested quite a bit with him with one of Gary Ablett's selections to get him to your football club. He's a bull as a player through the middle of the ground. He just seems like he's going to be very, very important for the future.
Yeah, he is, Terry. Him and, you know, Mitch Duncan, Cam Guthrie, these type of fellas, it's their team now, and they've got to really lead it. We've sort of spoken about it, you know, behind closed doors, that they've got to make it their team and their midfield. And, you know, the sooner that these guys realise that, you know, the quicker, I suppose, it's, you know, we'll be back in premiership contention, I suppose.
Do you consider Jordan Murdoch a walk-up start now for the senior team?
Yeah, I do. I think he's at that age now. He's played enough footy. He's sort of had a, yeah, he's learned his craft down the forward half, and he's got that speed. He brings that speed to the team, and I think that's really important for us. We obviously we've got different types through the midfield, and he's just another one that can sort of flow through there, but also go forward and kick goals like we saw last night.
He's been in a bit of a slow burn, I reckon, Jordan. A bit into the team, bit out, bit in. When Geelong goes bad or doesn't have an ideal night, I reckon Murdoch was one of the players that always got dropped from the team, and then he'd disappear for about a month, and then he'll come back in. Last night, I reckon, clearly was his best game from the senior team. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's easily been his best game, I'd say, Mark. I think, well, what, he had 26 and kicked 4. I think you take that most days. But
26 and 4, have you ever done that? Have you?
You'd take that, Tommy, wouldn't you?
Nice stat to have, isn't it? he's been learning, he's been doing a lot in the background with the coaches and really working. He's had a lot of issues with his body. A lot of people probably aren't aware of, but he's a really important player for us. And as I said, his speed and his awareness around goal is really critical for us.
Tom, can I ask you about the captain? He was got at it every stoppage last night, but Ed Curnow, right, who did a great job. He did a fantastic job, all within the laws of the game, and it was just a fascination to watch. It's happened a couple of weeks in a row now to Joel. How do you control him? How do you help him through this? I know the team went out of their way last night to put blocks on and that sort of thing, but you just felt there was a boiling point was going to come where Joel was going to do something outside of what he normally does. How do you handle it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd hate to be in his position. It'd be the most frustrating thing to have as a footballer is to have someone hanging off you all day. And I suppose the forward gets that with me a little bit in a sense. But we've made it a sort of team pact, I suppose, that we want to help out Joel, and we don't want him to do anything silly. And we saw last night we did try to help him out with a few blocks, but it is irritating for him not to be able to be free, I suppose.
Tom, just the opposition, we have to ask you, we've spoke before you come on air about how we thought that there was a lack of intensity in the game and you guys were able to really counter-attack through the middle of the ground. We know the situation that they're in, but did you feel or sense that out on the field at all?
No, not at all. Actually, I thought the opposite. I come to the bench at one stage and I was knackered. I thought, although we had a big lead, I thought that it was still quite a high intensity game, and it might have looked that way a little bit, but certainly when you're out there playing, you don't sort of take much notice of that.
Tom, last one there, boys, or we'll let him go?
No, go, Hutto.
All right, Tom, appreciate your time. A good performance. Club back at 4-4, and hopefully more wins like that ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Before I go, boys, yep. I'd just like to say well done on that article on social media, players. I thought that was a ripper.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that, pal.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, guys.
Tom Lonigan, there. Some praise for you, Robbo.
Oh, Robbo. Bit of feedback.
Don't be surprised, Hutto and Kingy.
Unsolicited praise from Robbo from a player.
Positive, cost me 100, that.
Positive feedback. We don't normally hear that.
No, you don't.